I was in awe to think there were more people in some three-block areas of Manhattan than in my entire hometown of Marquette. Although I have loved my childhood here, I've always dreamed of experiencing a different kind of beauty and complexity, a beauty of rolling artistic creativity, endless human diversity, and sky-high ambition. For 3 weeks in the summer of 2022, I explored New York City as part of the Barnard College Young Women's Leadership Institute with support from the Joyce Ivey Foundation and my parents, as well as my own savings from working jobs in Marquette. The Barnard campus was gorgeous. At sunrise, the morning view from my dormitory room peered over the campus and looked down on the main hall that highlighted Barnard's dramatic architecture. Every time I walked off campus, I saw something new, an experience I don't necessarily have here in Marquette. I was never bored. I could take the subway from 116th to 56th in 20 minutes and be in Times Square, or I could go down to Brooklyn in 30 minutes, walk the Brooklyn Bridge, and see a whole new aspect of the city. Public transportation was a new experience for me, yet I got the hang of it near the last week. As a stand-up bass player myself, watching someone run from subway to subway with a bass was extremely impressive. New York City truly is the city that never sleeps, and I thrived off its energy. Going from the small community of Marquette to the biggest city in the country, I found that getting comfortable was surprisingly quicker than I expected. Every night I fell asleep to the loud and bustling sounds of the city, and you could not believe how many different types of sirens there are. Made me laugh to think the occasional hooting evening owl in Harvey was nothing compared to the lively sounds in New York City. Yet, I slept soundly to the city noises, and I even kind of miss it. There were 300 young women in the summer program. I met people from all around the country and even worldwide. Some girls were from Shanghai, Saudi Arabia, London, and Beijing, to name a few. I've always wanted to meet people from other cultures and learn more about different perspectives, and in New York City, I was engulfed by culture and diversity. On a typical day, I would wake up around 8, get ready, and be down at the dining hall for breakfast by 8:45. My class started at 9:30. The morning portion, 9:30 to noon, was held in a Barnard College classroom. My art history instructor, Sarah Hoover, taught us how trauma can appear in the art world in many different ways and create masterpieces. At noon, I met my friends for lunch, most likely in the dining hall at Barnard or nearby Columbia University. At 1, my class and I would take a field trip to see the art we were learning about in the flesh. We went to the Museum of Modern Art, the Brooklyn Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, along with pop-up galleries and a working artist studio. As my new friends and I explored the city, no one knew who I was. I could be whoever I wanted to be and wear whatever I wanted to wear, and no one would even look twice. It was awesome. When I returned home to Marquette, I gained a new appreciation for my hometown and realized I learned more about who I am from this newfound independence. I definitely came back from New York City as a changed woman, excited for my future and feeling ready to take on the world. This is Lily Dixon from 818 Media.